KNZA locker room chats continue here tonight, getting you prepped for week two of high school football here in Northeast Kansas. We're talking Riverside Cyclone football now with the head coach. That is Bryce Payden. It's presented by Euler Law Office and MCON. Cyclones, a 21-0 loss to Jackson Heights in week one. Coach, I just guess we'll start here. Just kind of the initial thoughts and takeaways from that week one loss to Jackson Heights.
The emotions were kind of all over the place. Going back and watching the film, I was, are we ever going to get a first down again? What are we doing? What are we not doing? Just frustrated. And then, on the other side of it, we played a really good team. Our defense played really, really well. We had too many mistakes. We had an interception in the end zone late in the game, obviously, but a turnover in the end zone. We fumbled on our own 5-yard line and gave it to them, and fumbled on the 35 to give it back to them. So we did not help ourselves in the field position game at all, and our defense stood as good as they could. But when you face a good team, a really good team, that you keep giving them chances and chances and chances, and they're gonna capitalize. But I was really happy with our defense overall. Offensive line is where we were kind of struggling going into the year. And then we had an injury go down, and then, so we're still kind of figuring some of that stuff out. And, they had a great defensive line and great backers. They graduated some, but man, there's a couple kids that were just flying around, for Jackson Heights and kind of caused us some problems. And some of it's first game stuff, obviously. But credit to them. They played well and hard, and we just had too many mistakes, and they made plays. That was my big takeaway, is they had some big time plays that were crucial at times for them.
Yeah, I kind of want to expand on the defense. Outside of the second quarter, and then like the last couple minutes of the first quarter, that's where Jackson Heights really had their most success offensively. So essentially, for three quarters, your defense was right in there, keeping a team in Jackson Heights who set multiple offensive records, school records last year. So again, I think there's a huge positive there with the defensive side holding that team down for roughly three quarters.
You're right. They fumbled it once, but we didn't cause many turnovers. But you're exactly right. And going back and looking at the drives that they scored on, every single one, we had what looked like we had Drake, smashed up in the backfield, which was ended up being our two guys that hit each other on a 4th and 11, and he kind of scrambles out a little bit, jumps, throws, finds a guy for 12 yards in a first down, and that when they went going ahead and score. And I think we had 3rd and 11, and they throw a jump ball to Zeller, and he made a great play and high pointed the ball. And that's what I mean about making plays. 3rd and 12 there, or 3rd and 12 from the, or 3rd and goal from the 12. I'm sorry, and they make that play, and then we hand it to them on the 5. And they score on a 3rd and 6. So we hold. It was never easy. I don't think it was ever easy for them, and I'm sure a lot of that is their first game stuff too. But I was happy with our defense, the way they stood, and then it's kind of a gut check the second half. 21, when you go in 21-0 and you're kicking off, to a team that could score in bunches real quick, our kids, they responded the way I wanted them to respond. Offensively, we found some things the second half that we can build upon. But defensively is where we're going to have to be able to stop people. We just can't give them opportunity after opportunity going forward.
Riverside football coach Bryce Payden joining us here a few more minutes. They have their first home matchup of the year, week two, Friday night against Atchison County. We'll talk about it real quick after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes here with Riverside football coach Bryce Payden. It's brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Cyclones, their week two matchup, first home game of 2025. They'll get Atchison County on Friday. We'll talk about that in a moment. But coach, in our first segment, you mentioned a key injury on the offensive line. It happened early in that game against Jackson Heights, Maddox Mears. It's just so tough to see something like that happen. It appears to be a significant injury that's going to keep him out the rest of the year. Just wanted to give you a minute here to kind of, you know, talk about him, what he's gone through, the time and effort that he's put in, and obviously just so tough to see a player like that go down in week one.
Yeah, you know, it kind of goes back to last year. He's not an injury-riddled kid, I don't believe, but he kind of had a bone bruise at the end of last year and some strain in his knee, and he missed two games. But, you know, he got to come back at the end of the year. And then going into the season, they thought he'd broken his wrist. So he was down and out, and come to find out it wasn't broke. And so then he's on cloud nine, and then he gets kind of rolled up on Friday in the first quarter. And it's never good to see anybody, your team or opposing team, with it going down and having to get carted off. But, you know, he's a tough kid, and he's tough mentally, and he will be a big part of us. He was a big part of us, and our leadership, especially over the offensive line. Smart kid, and he's going to be missed, but he'll be there next to the boys and help any way he can.
You guys turn around quick. Week two, your first home game of 2025. You get an Atchison County team that looked pretty darn good in their opener, 40-20. They knocked out McClouth. What's the initial thoughts on what you're going to see from the Tigers on Friday?
Yeah, I'd say the energy, man, the energy that I saw on the film. Coach has got them going, and they had lots of numbers, so you can tell that they're trying to build a program the right way and do things and have some fun and enthusiasm with it. So, it's going to be just like normal. We're going to have to stop the run game and not get beat over the top, as their quarterback made plenty of good throws last Friday against McClouth. So, give me another tough challenge, and we need to get on board. So,
yeah, it seems like, you know, at least the few years I've been around here, Atchison County, if they have one thing, it's always been a good running game, good running backs, and that's certainly the same. And they used multiple bodies in the win last week. But you mentioned their quarterback, Cody Faulk. Didn't seem like they have had as maybe consistent of a passing game as they have wanted, but he throws for over 200 yards last week, and I think they're really trying to implement that and really have a balanced offense. How much more challenging is it when you see their ability to pass it the way they did against McClouth?
You know, honestly, I think they've had the quarterback, the athletes at the quarterback position the last couple of years. I think that they've kind of struggled holding people from getting on them quick enough to get it out. And that's one thing that I kind of saw. He had a lot more time. A little bit more protection to help him, and he made some good throws and on time, and their kids went up and made some plays. So, yeah, of course, that's going to be a little bit different. You know, I'm happy with where our guys are. I have confidence in my kids, my athletes, but they playing sound defense is what we need to do in week in and week out. So, it's what we're preaching again this week. It's a little bit different monster. Not so much running quarterback run, overload stuff where we were having to deal with last year or last week, but it definitely is going to cause different problems, and we our kids need to be ready for it.
There it is. Riverside football coach Bryce Payton joining us here, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Cyclones first home game in 2025 on Friday night. They'll be inside league play against Atchison County. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.